You're probably pretty close to the mic.
I'm gonna move back a little bit. My glasses don't break them.
So, welcome to Kittens in a Bed.
Part gajillion.
No, there's no parts.
There's parts.
It is so May 9th, 2008. Welcome to the show. I'm Ben.
I'm Naomi.
And we're boyfriend and girlfriend, and we live in an apartment.
And we snuggle.
In Long Island. It's on Long Island, right?
People
always go, oh, so you're from Long Island? You live in Long Island? No. On Long Island. You can't live...
Right, you live in...
You can live in New York City.
Right, that's what I don't understand.
But you can't live in Long Island.
But can you live in Hawaii? Because that's an island, too. Japan? Can you live in Japan or you live on Japan?
I don't know.
We just landed on Japan. First man on Japan.
I don't know. But it just sounds funny when you say it, Long Island.
Well, it's also kind of like when they call it the Bronx. It's not the Bronx. It's just Bronx.
Right, but you gotta call it the Bronx. Right,
you say, but you wouldn't say I'm from the Manhattan. You say I'm from Manhattan. For whatever reason, we decided that the has to come before Bronx.
Hmm. That is very odd.
Isn't that strange?
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it.
Someone put those glasses on there. Put them right there. All right.
Okay.
So, what's up?
Nothing much. Watched some Lost last night.
Yeah, that was shitty. Wasn't it?
No, it wasn't. It was awesome. I liked it. I have a John Locke has a special place in my heart. Every time I watch one of his stories, I always cry. Always.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if it's just because I think the character development is just written well, and the way he performs, kind of I don't know, I feel bad for the guy. I know he's a fictional character, but I feel bad for him. I'm oh, this guy, man, this sucks.
I'll never catch a break.
Yeah.
Well, he is catching a break. He's Dalai Lama of the island.
He's kind of kicking some ass.
I think I have a problem with Lost is the writing in general. It's
last night when Ben's I'm sorry, did I just cut you off? Oh, a little piece of your medicine, bitch.
A little piece of your medicine.
A little piece of your medicine, bitch. I love you.
I love you too. What?
When Ben says to John, destiny is a fickle bitch, that doesn't strike me as a Ben line. Just like previous episodes when Ben was like, you're on the good side, you're with the good guys. Yeah. It's not really something I think his character would say.
I feel that the writers are thinking, okay, people might think this is predictable, let's just do something totally out there. And it just, I sometimes feel that way, and I sometimes feel, oh, it is predictable. And, I don't know, it's just,
sometimes
everything, it seems like it's slowly going down, and it's like,
I don't think so.
Even last night, the soundtrack was bad.
You just are looking for anything to complain about. You have decided already that this show has jumped the shark and you're done with it. And you just will not appreciate anything about it anymore. You've just made up your mind and that's it. And that's okay. That's fine.
No, because I'm not like that. I give things chances and I give things multiple chances.
But I even said to you, right before the show started, I said, oh, you already think it sucks. And you shook your head and you're like, yeah, I do. This show sucks.
What do you mean, right before the show started or when it started?
Right as it was starting.
Yeah, because it was... Ugh.
It was a flashback.
Yeah. There's just something about it. It's just not sitting well with me. I liked it when it started.
With just people on an island.
Yeah,
running around, that. Killing each other.
I liked that. And now
but
I don't.
He already went into this show knowing that it was going to have a beginning, middle, and end. He knew when we started this that he was going to get them off the island at some point.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's fine.
You just don't like the way they're doing it?
Right. Yeah.
You're not into the whole time travel thing?
I love time travel. Don't get me wrong.
Just not J.J. Abrams style.
I don't like his style of it. And, I think, that thing that we watched, him speaking at TED?
Mm-hmm.
I'll try to post the link to
that. An awesome video.
On tomorrow, if I remember. But
he was on speed.
he was talking about the whole mystery box thing.
Right.
And I think the mystery box can help you and it can really hurt you. Because mm-hmm. eventually, something gets revealed.
I was going to say, yeah, like some mysteries have to be solved.
And that mystery that they held on for so long and then they reveal it to you is never as good as you pictured it.
But what do you feel they've revealed? That has disappointed you?
Every time, well, the monster to begin with.
The smoke monster?
Yeah, when they were on the island, it was just something.
Cloverfield.
You didn't see it, and it was tearing shit up in the jungle. Trees were being knocked down, and shit was going down, and it had this loud sound, and it was like crashing, and
right. Cool
shit like that. And then they reveal it to you once, and it's
this black pillar of smoke.
And then, recently, Ben can call it on the telephone, and it comes and kills things. I'm like, what? Why? No. I just don't like that. Never mind. I just don't like that.
I am getting confused by all the ghosts on the island, like Jack's dad.
Yeah.
And all the Dharma people. Like, I'm kind of confused because apparently everyone can see them, but they're dead, and right. Yet they're interacting, and I don't know. That's a little confusing. But anyway, I guess we've talked enough about Lost.
Okay. What else do you want to talk about?
You started watching some animes today?
Yeah, Naomi suggested that we watch. What is it?
Neon Genesis Evangelion. It's one of my favorite series of anime.
I took an anime class in college, and I believe we watched the movie version of this.
Yeah.
Wasn't a fan.
But you said you did like what we watched.
But yeah, this was interesting.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Okay, cool.
I like robots, but...
I like robots. Because you're a nerd.
I'm a nerd.
I'm a nerd.
The robots are cool. Have you ever watched Astro Boy?
No.
Astro Boy's an anime. Yeah. One of the first. Astro Boy's cool.
Is it?
Yeah. we're gonna go to Japan.
Yes.
Eventually.
We're saving up. I'd like to go next year.
We should dress up as Astro Boy and get on the plane.
Yeah, we'd be kicked off that plane
pretty fast. Have you ever done any cosplaying in your life?
Oh
boy, you're smiling. that's a yes. Oh,
not
boy.
Yeah, I had a very eclectic group of friends in high school and middle school, and we did all the anime conventions like Icon and Stony Brook. And
you did?
Yeah, okay. I did. We were really into it. We never dressed up, but you know, we always kind of wanted to. Right. Nerds and losers. And when I first moved to Long Beach, I immediately became friends with, like, the goth outcast. I'm, like, doing the quote motions.
Air quotes.
Uh-huh. And they were into Masquerade, Vampire.
Masquerade. Is that a card game?
No, it's God damn it.
I thought that was a card game. It was, like, a vampire card game.
No, it's just role-playing.
Oh.
And you can, it's kind of, oh, God. I'm just like
nerd.
Yeah. So anyway, and they would do. God damn it! It was called LARPing, live action role playing.
Yeah.
And they would do that at the anime sci-fi conventions, and we would never sign up in time. But everywhere we went, we would see like all the LARPers running around the convention, and they'd come running up to us and their little languages and whatnot, and trying to.
So wait, LARPing can be done.
LARPing can be done anywhere.
No, I'm just saying, because I always pictured LARPing as like medieval type shit with knights and stuff.
Yeah,
it could be like vampires.
Yeah.
So did you have a character?
Yeah, I did.
Oh boy. Alright, we're gonna have to get to that next episode. We'll leave that.
It was short lived.
Don't say any more about it. We'll leave it as a teaser for next episode. thank you for joining
us. Are time really up?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah. So, it's good. We leave them with the teasers.
A teaser of what a loser your girlfriend was. Yeah. That's great.
Alright, I love you.
I love you. Remember, vote for Obama.
Stop. stop
Obama. I have to. I'll keep doing it till the election's over.